Okay, do you both have your passports? T, are you ready? I patted my various pockets and cast a quick eye over my little brother, who was making eyes at his fiancée, George, who happened to be my best friend. It was slightly sickening, and trying to get anything done when they were like this was hopeless. I was very glad I'd suggested getting to the airport early, because not only was Heathrow packed with people heading off on pre-Christmas breaks, trying to get the lovebirds to move at more than a snail's pace was like banging my head against a brick wall. I loved the pair of them desperately, but I really hoped they weren't going to be like this for the whole week. T, George, let's go.
We're coming,
George said as he finally tore his eyes away from my brother, formerly known as Tarquin, lovingly known as Quinn, and personally known to me as T, and held up his passport.
And yes, we've got everything, just like the last time you asked.
Good, now come on, we're going to have to queue for ages, I said, circling around them and practically herding them in the direction of our newly announced gate. It didn't seem like it was going to be far to walk, but there was already a large group of people in winter gear heading in the same direction. This was the third year in a row I'd organised a pre-Christmas skiing holiday, and I had the whole thing down to a fine art, although the less said about my first attempt, the better. That one had started out rather disastrously with lost luggage, a half-renovated hotel, no snow, and some rather twattish behaviour from my cousin Alice's then-boyfriend, who turned out to be a colossal butt-munch. Still, there had been two positives from that year. The first, and most important, was it had brought T and George together, a relationship that I was taking at least 70% of the credit for, since I had attempted to engineer the situation to the best of my ability. Second, and rather more personal, was my realisation that I was bisexual. I'd always suspected I might be, especially because I've found myself staring at men just as much as women, and because during the one attempt at a threesome a previous girlfriend of mine had engineered, I'd spent the entire time drooling over the other man, which might have been why the whole situation hadn't worked out. On the first night of our semi-disastrous first ski trip, we'd all found ourselves in a bar and grill packed with both locals and guests, and after leaving T and George to themselves, I'd found myself being chatted up by a rather gorgeous Swiss gentleman. We'd ended up back in my room at the hotel for a very fun night of exploration. My only regret was that George had accidentally walked in on us, and afterwards, he and I had had a slightly awkward conversation where we danced around the whole thing. But the awkwardness might have also come from me discovering George in T's room the next day. I didn't think either of them were expecting me to be as enthusiastic about their hookup as I had been, but since I'd been hoping they'd get together for years, I was delighted by the whole thing.
Max,
T called, and I realised I'd strode off ahead of them. I stopped and waited for them to catch up.
You do know the flight doesn't board for another hour, right? And we've got allocated seats. You're not going to need to fight some gladiatorial contest to sit down.
I know, I said. I don't want us to be late. T smiled softly at me.
We won't be. We don't have Seb Julian with us this year for one.
I grimaced. Seb and Julian were two of my old friends from university who I'd invited for the past 2 years, but they'd grown increasingly distant and unreliable over time. Seb was wrapped up in his legal job and never wanted to make time for anything that wasn't work, and Julian had gotten married. We'd invited his wife last year, but that had verged on a disaster because it turned out she hated the cold and didn't want to do anything except sit in the hotel spa, and she expected Julian to keep her company at all times. I'd hated the idea of not asking them this year, but as George had quietly pointed out, neither of them would have come, and I'd barely spoken to either of them in 6 months. I'd invited our cousin Alice, though, but she'd declined because her boyfriend was taking her to the Maldives for Christmas, and she didn't want to risk anything, which I understood, but it did mean I felt rather like a third wheel. I could have not gone myself, but I also didn't want T and George to feel guilty or like they were somehow excluding me. Obviously, I wasn't going to hang out with them 24/7, especially with their two-year anniversary taking place over the week we were away.
That's true, I said, and returned his smile.
Come on then, we can go at the special T and George dawdle pace.